Good afternoon.
Hey John, this is Forrest. How are you?
Good, how are you, Forrest?
Good. You just reached out to us online about your Yonge Street property?
Yes.
Yeah. Have I called you at a bad time?
No.
Okay. What's going on? How can I help?
Oh no, I'm just thinking about selling, and I think the easiest way to sell is a cash offer. I'm having hard financial times, and I'm just trying to see what's going on, how much I can get for my property.
Okay.
If I
Okay.
decide to sell.
Yeah, I can definitely help you to make a good decision, based off of, what works best for you. So, can you tell me a little bit about what the property condition is at the moment?
Well, I've done so much to it. I mean, when I got here, it had baseboard heating. I put in an HVAC system. I put on a new roof. I need new siding. I have a couple of leaks on the sides of the house. The basement needs to be encapsulated. It needs more insulation. But besides that, I have wood floors on the first floor. I have parquet upstairs. The bathroom floors are fine. The kitchen floor needs to be redone again. I did it 6 years ago when I moved into the house, but it was and because the ca basement wasn't encapsulated, the dampness has made the floor wobble and come up. It's a laminate. That's the only place there are laminates, is in the kitchen downstairs and the bathroom upstairs. The bathroom upstairs floor is fine. I redid the whole entire bathroom upstairs. I did it with wainscoting and a new basin, a new sink. It's a sink that I put in, a jacuzzi sink. The tub is just a tub enclosure that could use to be, I would like to put a shower enclosure in there, but unfortunately, I don't know whether I'll be here that long. I've done a lot of work to this property, a lot of work. It
Sounds
was a
like it.
rental for 10 years before I got here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So selling it outright is, what you think is the best thing for you at
Yep.
this time.
I'm thinking about it. I haven't made up my mind yet. I could also go with Point. They'll buy out my equity, and then I'll owe it to them in 30 years if I decide to stay. I'm 63 years old, starting over in a new place. It's not exactly my cup of tea. But I'm waiting to get disability from the state. They've kept me waiting for 13 months,
Yeah,
and I'm running
that's
out of
hard.
money.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, since you're being honest with me and, I want to understand the whole picture so I don't try to sell you something you don't want or need. But do you know where you would go if you sold the house?
Well, I'd probably go to North Carolina, to South Carolina, to Myrtle Beach, because I
That's
could
nice.
probably, with my equity, with the money I'd make off this house, because of the price I paid for it and how much it's worth now, I could probably buy a house there almost for cash. My mortgage would be very low.
Okay. What do you owe?
120.
120. And are you current?
I didn't pay November.
So you're 2 months behind. Or you didn't pay the one that was due December 1st or the one that was due November 1st?
November 1st.
Okay, so you're 2 months. Okay. And
But
so,
they sold my, I don't know what happened because they sold my, they apparently sold my mortgage, and the new mortgage says I just owe December's. So I don't know what they did, what's going on.
So you paid December, but you didn't pay November.
No, I paid, I didn't, I don't, I didn't pay November. I still have to pay December.
Okay. But they switched mortgage companies on you, and you're not getting new
Yeah.
statements. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And the new statement states that I have to pay in December.
Okay. All right. I can definitely, help you and, solve this issue. The best thing for us to do is to meet at the property and,
Yeah, I
kind of go
live
from
here.
there. Okay. If it's okay with you, I'd like to come by and take a look and continue the conversation with you.
Okay, the house is a mess right now. I'm going to be cleaning. I'm getting ready to go clean it up. I've been very depressed. But,
I
I
understand.
mean, it's surface dirt. It's nothing, dishes and stuff like that. But I'd like to have it straightened up before you came and looked at it.
And what kind of timeline are you looking at?
I'll probably be done by the end of the day.
I meant, like, what kind of time? I'm sorry, I should have been more clear on my question. What kind of timeline are you looking into, have a solution complete and, you have your money and you begin the process of relocating to, North Carolina or Myrtle Beach? I know
I
Myrtle
have to,
Beach is South
well, I still
Carolina,
have
by the way.
problems with the court here, so I can't leave the state very quickly. Probably have to be here for another 2 months.
Okay.
And
Would
then
you like to,
graduate.
would so oftentimes in situations like this, we offer a rent back program where, you would have, a month or two to, finish your packing and all that. At the same time, you've already closed and, you've got your money to, execute your new plans. Is that something that might make sense to you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay.
But it
All
depends
right.
on whether it's going to reflect on the property, the money, how much I get for the property. I mean, I
No,
have to get,
argue.
I want to get over $260,000. I really should have told you that because you might offer me more.
Well, I'm looking at your property right now.
Yeah, so it
And
says it's worth 293 or 290. But I
Okay.
got this car permitting that's out of San Francisco. That's sent me a thing that I got yesterday in the mail. It's funny how they all find out so quickly. And they talked about 290 something to, where is it? Hold on. They're talking about the property being worth 296 to 314. I'm not sure if they will find out if
I'll
that's
tell you
reflected.
that, out of town and out of state people, they're a
Well,
big
they have a
bait and
place in
switch.
Virginia too, yeah. Yeah, no,
They're a big bait and switch thing.
I've
I
heard things of
mean,
that.
my competition is pretty fierce, man. It's hard to be an up and up honest guy in this business, I will tell you.
Yes.
So, yeah. I would love to, continue the conversation with you. And see if something that I could provide you would even make sense, or if nothing else, I mean it's just good information because,
Yeah, good information to know.
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just totally up to you if you want to let me come and sit down and continue. I will. I
Oh,
would like
yes.
to. I'm located in Ashland, so I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump from you,
Yeah.
like 15 minutes or 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
So if you want to, get the house cleaned up to where you feel, it suits you, I'll be more than happy to come and, continue this with you later this week.
Okay, would tomorrow be good for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll have to see.
I have room at, I got room at 4:30. I got room at 9. I got
9 a.m.
room at
or
2. Yeah,
what?
9 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4:30 p.m.
2 p.m. would be perfect.
Okay, two
Okay.
p.m. it is. I
Sounds
will
good,
see you
Asa.
there. And again, my name is Forrest, and
Okay.
I drive a blue Ford pickup, and you'll see me
Okay.
tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.